June, too soon. July, stand by. August, we must. September, remember. October, soon over. November, all over.
An old mariner's rhyme. In preparation for this hurricane season, Sagicor General reminds you to take all necessary safety precautions to protect yourself, home, car, family, and business. Get the protection you need from Sagicor General. Give us a call at 431-2800 or email us at getcovered@sagicorgeneral.com. Sagicor General, wise financial thinking for life.
Wise financial thinking for life. And once again, we are here with 30 Minutes with the Kind Compliments of Sagicor. And joining us this morning, I have to welcome back to the show, Mr. Curry Motley. How are you doing today, Curry?
I am doing all right. What about you, Kashi? How are you doing?
Me, I'm pretty good, you know. I can't complain at all. Things looking pretty good. You know, I know a lot of people were expecting the show last week, but unfortunately we had the funeral for Sir Everton Weeks last week. But we're back again with more information to share and timely information as we continue to see that it is a very active hurricane season this year. We're already down to, what is it? Is it I, J? I think we're down to J by now, but nonetheless, it's going to be ridiculously busy. And we keep saying this every year, you have to be prepared, you have to be ready. But sometimes, you know, we get caught up and we forget things. But it's great that Sagicor is here to really help us out and help us through periods such as this. Richard is going to be joining us a little later in the show. You know, Richard, a very busy guy. You all are very busy, but it's always great that you take the time out. So where are we going to start today, Curry? Exactly where are we going to start on this year? Because I know Richard would have had a plan set up for today, but I wonder if we could go into the whole preparation for the hurricane or what we can do during the hurricane. Where do you want to start today?
We can proceed as usual. And I want to say, Kashi, that Sagicor has always been a supporter of cricket, as you know. Mm-hmm. So we were very happy to give way to such an icon. So it was our pleasure to give way in these circumstances. Not that it's our pleasure that an icon should die, mm-hmm. but certainly we were quite happy to give way to the icon. But as you said, we'll go right into what we're discussing, and that's the matter of what we should do during a storm. And before you get into asking me a few questions, one of the things I want to say is that do not panic. Mm-hmm. Do not panic. It is easy for me to say that. It is difficult to keep an air of calm when doom is impending, but it's vital to ensure, to make sure that regardless of what has happened, you ensure your safety. And although time is of the essence, there's no need to throw caution to the wind. And any time, Kashi, any time that you don't play that your man, men cry during the hurricanes in Dominica, but any time that you're beginning to freak out or anyone, just ask for help. Mm-hmm. Whether it is packing something, whether it is driving or any other activity, just ask for a little help, calm yourself. That's where I wanted to start with.
But you know, one of the things that I remember at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, when it was reinforcing this year, don't panic. People say, but how can you not panic? Aren't you afraid? I say, those are two different things. You can be afraid, you can be worried, but I think when you panic, then you kind of lose sense and sensibility at that time. And as you say, you throw caution to the wind, and that's where mistakes may happen and injuries and perhaps even death. So I think you can be scared. It is human. As you said, people cry during hurricanes. But the important thing is try to keep your wits about you and prepare as much as you can so that when it happens, then you are better equipped to handle it.
Indeed. It's like being afraid of dogs and panicking when you see one. You're afraid of dogs and you take all the precaution, you keep your eye on it, and you do whatever you can to avoid going close to it. But when you panic, you can run in danger. You run in front of a car. You run in the same dog you're trying to run in front. You don't know where you're going, and you head straight to the dog. So a lot of crazy things happen when we panic. So we don't want to panic. Yes, we can be afraid. We want to take as many precautions as we can. But keep that in mind. Do not panic.
Now, again, it's all about preparedness, it's all about knowledge. So a tropical weather system is approaching. Okay. What do we do? How do we prepare for at that point in time?
Well, there are several things you can do. The good thing is that what you said, it is approaching. It isn't here as yet. So we want to make sure we understand the difference between a warning and a watch. And when we speak of warning, it means that hurricane conditions are expected within the watch area. It is possible that within the next 48 hours, we will have winds developing in excess of 75 miles per hour. Whereas when we're on the watch, we know that there is a area of disturbance, and so we're keeping our eye on it. Mm-hmm. And we can begin to make plans. We can begin to make plans with our family as mm-hmm. to whether or not we're going to stay at home, whether we're going to move to a shelter. And if we're going to stay at home, we're making some plans as what we're going to do. We're going to make sure that we have our disaster kit. Remember, we spoke about that in a few shows back.
Yep.
Our go by. You want to make sure that you have your tank, your gas tank, full with gas, because you never know when electricity go down or when there's a mad rush. You don't want to be caught in those lines. You now have time to perhaps put up hurricane shutters, move your garbage can, tie down any outside decor, or make sure that the wind can't blow away anything. And you have time to fill your bathtub with water. Line the bathtub or seal the drain with silicone caulking. It's easy to clean up after. And you want to make sure that if you are in a flood-prone area, you take precautions, whether you decide I'm going to leave or I'm going to go to higher ground if you have a two-story building.
Mm-hmm. All these things that you can take into effect. Now, you know, many times, and you mentioned filling your gas tank and such, which is one of the things that we see whenever there's an impending system. We find people rush, everyone goes to the petrol stations. In anticipation of that there, would it be wise, if possible, to try to keep your tank topped up, especially this time of year then?
Yes, I mean, it is always good. This is a small island. If you're living in big countries, you certainly want to keep your tank up because you don't know how far you have to travel. But we are small, so we can get to a gas station quickly. But it's the lines that you're worried about. So I normally recommend, for me, as soon as my tank get a quarter, I begin to start thinking I should top up anytime soon. But you know what happens? Sometimes you say, okay, tomorrow, later, and then next day, your light comes on.
Yeah.
So you don't want that because you don't want to be in a long line. And as soon as you hear a warning, the lines get crazy.
Yes.
And everyone's in a hurry. And it's not just the pumping and the gas. People are inconsiderate and they block up the lanes. So it's just going to be crazy. So try to keep your tank at least half full. Mm. But we normally say, top it up when possible. Keep it as full as you possibly can.
So we spoke about what you should do if you're staying at home. What about if you're going to an emergency shelter? How do you operate there?
Well, if you're going to emergency shelter, you need to consider that it's just that. It's emergency shelter. It is not a comfortable place. It's not designed to. It's not a hotel. It's not your home. So you want to make sure that you carry what you need to the shelter. And you kind of should scope out the shelter early as well, because one of the things you don't want to be in during a storm is near a window, because mm-hmm. lightning is dangerous. So you perhaps may wish to decide where you are going to hunker down in that shelter, away from the windows. And considering we are in the COVID, still in this environment with the coronavirus, we need to make sure that we think very carefully of going to the shelter. Perhaps, even going by family risk, it may be better to go by a family member or a friend whose house is safe rather than go to the shelter. Allow the shelter to be a last minute resort rather than the first thing.
Well, see, well, that ties into the next question there, no, because yes, if you do have family or friends that have a more secure house than yours, then yes, that would be an option. But what considerations do you take into play when you're making a decision on whether to evacuate or not?
Well, there's several things you want to look at. You want to ask yourself, how safe is my home? How sound is your structure? And you match that against the threat. Now remember, if you get winds between 74 to 95, that's a category one, the damage you expect is minimal. Mm-hmm. As you start to go up to category two, between...
Oh, seems that we have a connectivity issue there with current. See if we could get that back in play. But of course, we're inside 30 minutes with the kind compliments of Sagicor General.
June, too soon. July, stand by. August, we must. September, remember. October, soon over. November, all over.
An old mariner's rhyme. In preparation for this hurricane season, Sagicor General reminds you to take all necessary safety precautions to protect yourself, home, car, family, and business. Get the protection you need from Sagicor General. Give us a call at 431-2800 or email us at getcovered@sagicorgeneral.com. Sagicor General, wise financial thinking for life.
Indeed, wise financial thinking for life. And we've got Kerwin back. Yes, that was a quick dip in and out. Yes, sir.
So we were talking about how safe your home is, and you want to measure the safety of your home versus what category of hurricane is likely to impact you. Mm. So when you look at your structure, you want to ask, how sound is it? Is it tied down properly? Are all the things in place? Do you have hurricane shutters? And that will determine whether you're going to stay at home or whether you will move to a shelter. Another thing you want to consider is where you live. Is it prone to flooding? And your house may not flood, but you may be trapped because mm-hmm. all around you is flooded, mm-hmm. and that could create a problem for you. Do you live near the coast, which is another flood-prone area, or you can get storm surges? So those are some considerations you would want to keep in mind when you are deciding whether or not you're going to evacuate or you're going to stay at home.
Well, you know what? That thing about your house not particularly being flooded but being trapped is something that I actually experienced once where, you know, the home was secure, no damage or anything, but getting out was such an issue for quite some time because of all the flooding. All the access roads were flooded for us sometimes. So, you know, it became a serious problem. So especially in Barbados, you know, you may live in an elevated area, but then to get down to wherever else you need to go, everything is blocked off. So I think in addition to being there, you have to plan what happens afterwards.
Yes, very true. And remember, floodwaters, it's not a sea, it's not a swimming pool. It's very toxic. You don't know what's in there, the debris that's in there, power lines may be in there. And it only takes a few inches of water, depending on the type of car you have, of course, to float your car. So you don't want to be driving through flood water. And sometimes you think, oh, I can get through this water, and you realize it's deeper. Once I saw a little, what I thought was just a pool of water, and I start to drive through it, but it was too late. I had to keep going. Nothing happened. The water start coming in over the bonnet. I could not believe it was that deep, because I did not know. I thought it was just a settlement of water. Mm-hmm. So we have to be very careful in driving through water. So you want to consider where you live as it relates to flooding.
Mm-hmm. So we looked at your home, whether you're going to stay at home or whether you're going to go by a friend or the shelter. What factors to take into place when you are evacuating, if that is your choice? When you are leaving, the things, that checklist we went through out there in the previous show, what should we be taking to the shelters?
Well, before you actually leave, you just want to, once again, let me repeat, you want to check to make sure that you still leave your home as secure as you can. So remove lose items that can create missiles that can cause further damage to your home or to someone else. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that the trees around you, dead branches, such are removed. One of the things you don't want to do before you leave home is to mow the grass and leave the lawn, because that clogs up the drains and clogs up the wells, like our arteries. And then what do you want to take to your shelter? Well, you want to make sure you take what you need to survive. So you're taking your go bag, which will be filled with food that should sustain you at least for 3 days. But now we advise you should take enough supplies that can last you for between 5 to 7 days. And you could take some games with you, because there's nothing to do. You might be a little bored, so you may want to take that sleeping bag or something to make sure that you are comfortable as you lay down. But the most important is to have your go bag that you can, with your survival kit and first aid kit, that you can survive on your own for at least 3 to 7 days, because the shelter is not going to be providing you with food.
And I think it's also important, and you mentioned the games, that it's not anything that's noisy or anything that's going to disturb any of the other people in the shelter. So whether it's your games or what you're eating, because I mean, you may take something that may light up the whole place, you know, be considerate. Remember that you're sharing the shelter with others, and you just have to be considerate as well.
That's a really good point, Kashi, that's really good. Something that we need to think about. We need to think about what would I like for myself and what don't I like. Mm-hmm. And if we think about that, then the society we live in, as Jesus said, we want to do unto others as we would like him to do to ourselves. So card games are good games, because they're quite a board game, draft, chess, any game that's quiet. One of the things I don't advise, though, is using your phone to play games. Mm-hmm. Keep your phone for emergency, because your phone will die and you may not be able to recharge it. Or other people may be trying to use the limited charging ports if there's a generator or something. And then you know what could happen. People start fussing and mm-hmm. all kind of crazy things could happen. So I would not advise taking electronic games, but card games, board games, those are good games that you can take. A book. This is a good time to sit down and read a couple of books or take your Bible and read it. This is a good time to do some reading, or even writing, Cash. You ever thought about that? This is a good time to sit down and do a bit of writing.
Yeah, not just your last will, but other things as well.
Yes, yes.
But you know what? It's interesting you mentioned that there, because a few years back there was a power outage. And during that outage, my son and I, we played board games. We put together a puzzle, you know. And I think in anticipation of these sorts of things, and just in an attempt to really broaden the children's scope, you should look at engaging in these things, reading more, playing more board games, as you said, writing. I think this helps with development, but also, if it does come to a situation where we are without these things, the kids don't go crazy. Because, you know, sometimes the power is out for 15 minutes and it's like they've lost a limb. They don't know what to do. And I say kids, but the adults as well. So these are all things that, you know, it's not going back to the stone ages. It's just a matter of utilizing other things other than the electronics that we are bombarded with all the times. Now, well, that kind of answers.
And I agree.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
So I agree with you, because being a radio host from time to time, you recognize that as soon as the power goes off, mm-hmm. and it may be in the middle of a storm, the airways are bombarded. My power is off. I want to know when it's going to come back on. Mm-hmm. But playing those games, I'm sure that was a bonding time for you and your son. Absolutely. It draws us closer together as a family. And sometimes the best times that we have is when we don't have the modern convenience. Like you said, we are not going backward, but that's a time when we come together, family, and we laugh and we play. That's a good time to bond together. Rather than be depressed, use it as a bonding time for family. And at Sagicor, we love to push family. So that's a great time now to make the best out of the worst situation. So when the winds are howling and you're a bit afraid, hunker down and come closer together and allow those moments to drive the storm away.
Absolutely. And again, and this is whether you are in the shelter, at your family or friend's home, or even at your home, when the power goes, these are times. And we mentioned about, we talked about panicking earlier. Engaging in these activities, you know, I think when you're inactive, your mind wanders. And when your mind wanders, you overthink. When you overthink, that's when you start panicking. We don't want you to do that there. So again, do some things to distract you. Now, if we're at home, where in the home would you say is the safest? Is there a particular area in the home that would be the safest?
An interior room is always safer. And when you talk about interior rooms, like a closet, if you have a library in the middle of the home. Now most of the older homes were built, if I may use this expression, like a double barrel shotgun. So you had the bedrooms down one side, living, dining room, kitchen down the other side. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the interior room concept may not emerge here. But mostly modern homes now are built differently. You normally have a room in the middle. Sometimes it may be a library. It may be your closet and your master room. It may be a washroom. Any interior room is better because you are surrounded on the outside with walls. Mm-hmm. And even if those walls should fail, the windows should be broken, you're still protected on the inside. And if you have a basement area and you can develop a safe room in your basement, that's good. Even if you don't have a basement, but your house is elevated enough, it's high enough where you can develop a safe room under the house. Remember, mm-hmm. it's only for a short time. Yes, the hurricane sat in Bahamas for a few days, and it was in Dominica for perhaps a day or so, but it is still a short time, so you're not going to be down there forever. So if you can develop a small room on the inside, that would reinforce that room, and that would be safe. But you want to stay inside, stay away from skylight, stay away from glass doors once you are inside. And one of the things you don't want to do is to lean in against the wall, because there's steel in the wall, and during a hurricane there will be lightning, and if lightning hit the building, you could be injured, because the steel in the building will conduct the electricity, and it could pass to you, because human beings are good conductors of electricity. But interior rooms are the best rooms during the passage of any weather system.
Now, you mentioned one of the things you really shouldn't do is mow your lawn just before the passage of a hurricane, which obviously the grass clippings and such will contribute to possible flooding and clogging of the drains. What else should we do or not do when we are leaving the house?
Well, if you are leaving, like I said, you want to make sure that you leave around you as tidy and as clean as possible. I mean, talk clean, it is relative. Right? You're not going to be washing down the house and all of that. Yeah. But you want to make sure that there's nothing that can blow away, nothing that can create mess. If you look at some of the pictures, it's amazing how you would see a piece of limb or a 2x3 pierce a tree. Now, this is not makeup stuff, and it would pierce wood. So imagine if you carelessly left objects lying around, they become missiles, they become dangerous for your neighbors. And if you are leaving, you want to leave before the storm breaks out. But if for some reason you have to leave, you want to avoid driving through water. If you're walking, you want to be in an open area. You don't want to be on the trees. Being on the trees and lightning flashing is a very dangerous thing. Yet at the same time, you don't want to be flat on the ground. You can't lie on the ground. It's not smoke, because you are allowing your body to, the mass would be greater, and you become, when lightning hit one place, it traveled about 100 feet. So some part of you in contact with the ground, you want to minimize that. So you don't want to lie on the ground. But you want to get out as early as possible. If water is on the road, as we see sometimes. I don't know if you've ever been in the St. George area, the Gun Hill area, Charo Bridge, or going up Darrell's, and you see the amount of water rushing down there. It's crazy. You want to avoid driving through such areas because it could be dangerous for you. You get damage to your car, or as has happened in, like we mentioned last time, in St. Andrew, bridge wash away, or the water gets over the bridge and wash the car away. You don't want to be walking through any water because it's toxic and we don't know what's in there. So those are some of the things you want to do. If you're going to evacuate, try to make your decision early and get out as early as possible.
Now, I know you mentioned that you should take 5 to 7 days worth of sustenance. So, and that is just to say there's no food being provided at the shelter.
That's true. The shelters do not provide food. So you have to take your own supply. And most of the time, you're not going to be doing, you can't cook in the shelter. Mm. So it's going to be canned and dry food. If you can get, the truth is it's difficult to get them. But if you can get food package where you just add water to it, just plain water, you don't even have to warm it. What the soldiers, the astronauts and those would use. Those are good things that granola bars are good to have as well. So when we go to the shelter, take your own water, take your own food, take your own medicine. The shelters, although there'll be shelters that will provide for special needs, and providing for special needs is relative, they will have maybe ramps. So if you have to use a wheelchair, there are some shelters that are geared towards that. Or if you are, let's say, if you need, I'm not sure which shelters here will provide for that, but if you may need oxygen, there may be some shelters that are equipped to do that. But those are rare. And those are usually in the more developed countries. I don't think we have any equipped to do that. But we do have shelters that can cater to those who are using wheelchairs.
Absolutely. So just ensure, just know your needs, especially those that have the special needs. You mentioned the oxygen. Of course, those that know they have to get special medications, just have all of those things already all set. Quickly, is there an area of the hurricane that you may see is more dangerous than the other?
Again, they normally say that the northeastern quadrant is very dangerous. The leading part, that's where most of the moisture and most of the wind is. One of the things we want to be careful of is the eye. The eye gives a sense of false security because it's normally calm in the eye. So a person takes chances then. But the whole hurricane is dangerous. The whole hurricane is dangerous. So take no chances. We are safe because it's north of us, or we are safe because it's south of us. No, the hurricane is a dangerous animal, if you want to say that. The hurricane is a dangerous system, and you do not want to be messing around with it. Take all precaution. Take it very seriously. Remember, your life is important. So do whatever you can to protect life and limb.
Absolutely. Now, Corinne, if you need to get your insurance sorted, Sagicor obviously is the option. Your contact information.
Well, you can like us on Facebook, or you can contact us at 431-2800. And any of our underwriters will be happy to assist you. If you are traveling, we know that traveling is restricted. We can also offer you travel insurance and let you know at this time, especially during the hurricane season, any hurricane season, your flight can be canceled, and then you may have to pull some money out of your pocket to buy a ticket. Well, we can provide insurance for that. For your home, insurance is not a guarantee, but it's a peace of mind that if something happens to your home, we can make you whole again. It's not going to stop your home from getting damaged, but we are there to make you whole again. So like I said, you can call us at 431-2800, or you can like us on Facebook.
Curry Motley from Sagicor General Insurance. Curry, thank you very much. Sure, good morning to you. I know he's a very busy fellow. Unfortunately, he couldn't join us today, but that's fine. All the information we needed was shared. So thank you once again, Curry. All the best to you and everyone at Sagicor.
Well, thank you, Sasha. You have a good day. And remember that we're not out of the woods yet. We're in the hurricane season and we're still in a pandemic situation. So you stay safe, protect yourself and your family. And we're here at Sagicor. We'll do our part to help you.
Thank you very much. And that last 30 minutes was brought to you with the kind compliments of Sagicor General Insurance. And that is my time. I am out of here. Enjoy the rest of your day. We get down to brass tacks in 30 seconds.
June, too soon. July, stand by. August, we must. September, remember. October, soon over. November, all over.
An old mariner's rhyme. In preparation for this hurricane season, Sagicor General reminds you to take all necessary safety precautions to protect yourself, home, car, family, and business. Get the protection you need from Sagicor General. Give us a call at 431-2800 or email us at getcovered@sagicorgeneral.com. Sagicor General, wise financial thinking for life.